All three Democrats in the governor's race say they could do a better job than Governor McCallum has in leading the fight against chronic wasting disease. Just this week, Attorney General James Doyle and Governor Scott McCallum issued dueling press releases on the need to certify private testing labs so hunters can find out more quickly if the deer they kill is safe to eat. But the director of the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, Robert Schull, says private labs aren't the answer. And he says both politicians are ignoring the scientific reality of what the current tests are designed to do.
To me, the downside is the fact that we have lost the scientific truth in the political rhetoric that's going on right now about this testing. None of these tests have any relevance whatsoever as a food safety test. So there is no reason for a hunter, be he in Colorado or Wisconsin, to have faith in a negative test as a pronouncement that his or her deer is safe to eat.
The release from the Doyle campaign office this week faults the governor for not adopting Colorado's approach to testing deer. According to Doyle, Colorado has a rapid test available statewide that returns results to hunters in 2 weeks. But Schull says since the test can't guarantee food safety, rapid test results on individual deer are meaningless. What's more important, he says, is to test as many deer as possible to determine how fast the disease is spreading. That's the approach Wisconsin has adopted now, and he says if hunters are willing to store the deer they harvest this fall for a few months, they'll get results they can count on.
We will be able to say if a county is statistically free of chronic wasting disease, that deer in the hunter's locker is actually one of the safest deer in the United States of America.
Schull says instead of making CWD a campaign issue, politicians on both sides of the aisle should be working together to make sure hunters turn out in sufficient numbers this fall to harvest enough deer to stop the spread of the disease. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.